position that this team is in right now?
I mean, you know, our goal at the beginning of the season was to win the division and to make the playoffs. And, you know, we're still within reach of things. You know, it hasn't gone the way that, you know, we were expecting. You know, we were playing well and winning games and lost the last two. But, you know, it's nothing we can do about that. We still have four games left to be played. We still can finish with a winning record. And that's still our mentality right now. And that's the way we're going to approach these last four games.
I overheard you say coaches can't play. Champ sort of echoed the same thing. We're 12 games into the season now, yet it seems like there's a good portion of the defense that's not getting the scheme. Why do you think that is?
I don't know what's going through everybody's head, but, you know, as a team, we got to be more consistent and just believe in one another. That's the only way I can answer that. But, like, you know, like I said earlier, you know, no matter what the coaches, people been criticizing play calls. You know, people always, you know, when teams struggle, when teams lose games, they're going to criticize play call and stuff like that. And coaches, you know, they can't play. You know, when it's all said and done, we guys out there competing one-on-one against the guys in front of us. So that's our whole approach. And when it's all said and done, I mean, that's what Sandlot football is. It's one-on-one and beating the guy in front of you. And that's what we're not doing enough of and being consistent at doing it. So, like I said, man, it's, you know, we 5-7, got four games left to be played. We still can finish, you know, with the winning record. Still, divisions is in within reach, and we still can do good things. So we're just going to take one game at a time and just see how it goes.
Dre, you've been through this, and you know, obviously losing records with the Lions. Is this a tough scenario to be in December, two games under 500, and trying to get that motivation to keep pushing kind of thing?
Well, I never been. Since when I was in Detroit, I was never two games under 500. I was always like four, five, six games under 500. But, you know, we still at the top, you know, of our division, you know, behind San Diego. And, you know, still things can happen for us. You know, we just got to win games. I mean, if we don't win games, nothing will happen. But if we go out there and take care of our business and win football games, you know, things still can happen for us. Yeah, we've had enough reps, had enough practice. You know, we've played well at times, and, you know, we've been consistent at times. You know, we just have to be more consistent and just keep believing. You know, we're not going to win every snap. You know, them guys on the other side get paid just like we do. They're going to make plays, but just try to limit the big plays. And, you know, if they do get the ball and in the red zone off a turnover or something like that, it's our job to try to keep them out the end zone, try to hold them to a field goal. So, all this works together, you know, it ties together. You know, we're not pointing the fingers, you know, towards special teams, towards offense, towards defense. Just as a team, we just have to be more consistent and play together and play under, you know, adversity and just find a way to get through the game. Nah, I mean, we grown men, man. And just like, you know, a guy give you an assignment, you got to go out there and execute. No matter what the circumstances are, you got to go out there and play football. And we all been playing football for a long time, and it's all about competing. So Coach Bates has done a good job of implementing this defense. And, you know, like I said, we got to be more consistent. We got to believe in one another. Guys got to be disciplined in their gaps. Guys got to be disciplined in their coverages, and we just got to execute.
You're a pretty media-savvy guy. You hear what's going on. Coach Bates is the one right now with the one with the bullseye right in the middle of his chest.
Well, it's always going to be, you know, when team struggles, it's going to be the big-name guys. And it's going to be the coordinators and the coaches who take the fall. And, you know, that's the way it is. But like I said, we all work together. Coaches can't go out there and play. You know, so I don't see us, you know, being the coach's fault. You know, people want to criticize this guy and that guy. But we the guys that's out there playing, and we the guys out there competing. And that's the way it is all across the board on every team. And so, you know, we just got to pull together, man, try to finish strong. We still got four games left to be played. We 5-7, and we still can finish, you know, with the winning record. And still, you know, our goal, like I said at the beginning of the season, is to win the division, to make the playoffs. And still, that's within reach.
I asked Chip the same question. I asked him if this team has been kind of hard to figure. And he said sometimes, you know, week to week, I don't know what I'm seeing. Do you feel the same way a little bit?
I mean, it's inconsistency. I mean, like I said, we're not consistent at what we do. You know, one week we'll look like one of the better teams in the league, and then next week we'll fall apart and play bad. Whether it's, you know, miscues on defense, special teams, whatever. But, you know, the good teams are consistent all the time, and they find a way to win under tough, you know, adversity and stuff like that under critical times. And like I said, we got to find a way to be more consistent. And we still got four games left to be played. And we can do some things about it.